payment and you took it out again. So how are you going to tell me it's not paid when you take it every month and have been taking it for 6 months, if not longer?
Hey, ma'am, since I don't know who you are right now, I have no idea. Can I get your last name, please?
It's...
Just a second. Yeah, what's the first name? Well, ma'am, that would be because your credit card expired in February.
You took it out last month.
Yes, that's because that
was... And you took it out this month.
No, ma'am, we didn't. The last payment was in February. Well, there's no way we could have taken it out this month because the credit card expired. So, if you have a new card, then I can put that information in and the account can reopen up.
Yeah, I have a new card, but I'll just go somewhere else to somebody else. Because if I got to keep dealing with this, you know, you should have sent me a letter to inform me that's what you were doing.
I'm sorry, a letter to what again?
To inform me that you guys needed the new credit card number or whatever.
Why?
I mean, it doesn't make any sense that you would just shut this shit off without even warning me.
Okay.
You know, you've been taking it out all these months.
Okay, so it's our fault your credit card expired and you didn't know.
No, it's your fault that you didn't inform me that you needed a new number.
Okay, so when you received your new credit card, it didn't cross your mind that you should contact people who are taking it out of your
account? No, because my bank handled all that. I didn't.
Ah, I see. Okay, well, you
I've been with the same bank for 19 years. They handle pretty much everything. All I do is the money goes direct deposit and...
Okay,
I
ma'am, you have two options. I can either put in your new card number or I can leave the account suspended. It's up to you.
Just leave it suspended because you can just take it off my system.
Okay, have a nice day.